Talk again.
Too many levels?
Yeah.
I want to have just the right amount of levels.
How many is the right amount?
7.
Yeah, that's that checks out.
I'm floating around 7. That's tight, man.
That looks good.
Cool. Well, that's it. That's
that
the episode.
Was the episode.
Thanks, guys.
We
got to stop saying We talked about this, I think, on the Lost episode.
Uh-huh.
How it's a very bad swear word in Turkish.
Oh, right.
And also, that guy at our live show said that we have good talent. We can really be something. We have to stop saying
Also, is one letter away from cum, and it is No Nut November still.
Here we go. The episode started. We're talking about ejaculation.
Did you see the did I send you the thing where Core Nuts was like...
Every time you say I'm just going to point at you.
Okay.
Okay.
That doesn't count, right?
You can be French.
No, like I think Core Nuts posted something that was like, No Nut November, nuts are good all year round. And then later had to tweet again and being like, it's come to our attention that No Nut November is not about eating nuts. We apologize for the inconvenience.
You know, No Nut November could be about eating nuts. Like, it's all how you spring your...
Yeah, maybe it's just like Nut Allergy Awareness Month.
Spin your branding. In Turkish,
uh-huh.
They go she instead of saying because that means cunt in Turkish.
Sure, sure, sure.
And they don't go like the French. They say she, and that's kind of cute.
Yeah, I guess it's just like any syllable could like fill in the mm-hmm. the space.
Yanni. That's a Greek stay or something. I don't fucking know.
Is that what Yanni is named after?
Yeah.
He's Greek, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yanni.
He looks Greek.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
I don't know what it means. Why don't you explain to me what it means?
Looks like his hair's very curly.
Why don't you call my friend Jesse, who knows Greek people, and explain what it means?
Yeah, Jesse might agree with me that Yanni is probably Greek.
Jesse might agree with you? Nothing. What's a Greek with you?
Is gorgeous.
This is for long-term time listeners. You probably know that Kevin always sits in the chair.
Yeah,
and I spread out like a human eel on his couch.
True.
Today, the part of Kevin will be played by his entire shirt collection.
That's correct.
My man's got a lot of shirts.
I got a lot of looks. You know what I mean?
His chair is covered in a mound of shirts.
It's true. I had a my closet did kamikaze on me.
Is it because you have too many shirts for your closet?
It couldn't handle the weight.
It was like
of
no
all this
more,
fabric.
Please stop.
Look, I gotta keep up with the fashion. You know me.
So every time you would like buy a shirt,
yeah.
Hang in the closet, it makes yeah. Another creaking noise. And you're like, probably no big deal.
I can't stop my crippling addiction to shirts.
Is it because you keep quarters in all of your pockets?
Well, obviously. Where do you keep your quarters?
I actually don't have any change in my house. I haven't had cash for 2 months now.
Wow.
What
do
I
you need to borrow some money?
No, I use my credit card all the time.
Yeah.
So I guess I am borrowing some money. Sometimes when I'll need cash, I'll say, Casey.
Yeah.
I need $10.
Sure.
And then I take the $10 and then I go.
Psych.
We're not recording?
No, we are.
Okay. Cool. Because I was on the shirt fucking tangent. So Kevin and I are close together.
This is the closest we've ever been.
This is going to really remind of early Duck's House episodes.
Right.
Because there's a lot of tension.
Yeah.
Cool.
How's your day?
My man, you got so many fucking shirts, dog.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. They're like...
Do you have a favorite?
They're like 1,000 different kinds of plaid.
Uh-huh.
Like... If I was like ethnicity blind,
yeah,
I could look at this shirt pile. I'm like, oh, my man's white.
Yeah, definitely. And also, like, you know, I'm a big guy, so I can't do. Like, you're wearing some stripes.
I'm wearing some stripes.
Yeah, you're wearing some horizontal stripes.
Yes,
I can't rock the horizontal stripes. You know what I mean?
It makes
me
look
lighter.
You look like a prisoner.
Yeah, I look like a prisoner, like Bluto in the Bluto the Popeye comics.
I don't know who that is.
He's the big guy.
I only read Garfield. Is he in Garfield?
No, he would be like the normal of
okay, cool
of Popeye.
Very cute.
Yeah. except bigger.
Okay.
He's like the dog pound dog.
You know, Nermal was first introduced for the television show,
uh-huh.
and then was introduced into the comic afterwards.
Retconned.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she, Nermal's a girl, correct. Was so powerful.
She's very powerful. She's mm-hmm. the only person that could bring Garfield down. He's impervious to everyone else.
Do you think he can talk?
No. I think it's a Rugrat scenario.
Okay.
Where the animals, like he and Nermal can hear each other, mm-hmm. but John is an insane person talking to himself.
I don't want to sound like everyone on Twitter.
Yeah.
Have you read the Garfield comic where he, or where John Arbuckle drinks a vial full of Garfield's cum?
No.
It is, this is a known thing. This is like, if you Google like John Arbuckle drinks Garfield cum,
uh-huh.
it is like a strip that everyone on Twitter has been dunking on for a long time.
Okay.
They're at the vet.
Yeah.
And John drinks something.
I've read about this. There's yeah. there's an argument that's not cum, though.
That's I've
it's
heard
the animal
argument.
Medicine or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The animal medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not been a lot of animal medicine in my house for No-Nut
okay,
November.
But what's what's more likely, that they made an episode of Garfield, the world's like nicest comic that's about lasagna and how much
the
you hate
world's
Mondays.
Most cummingest cat.
That's way more Heathcliff territory yeah. than Garfield.
Yeah, you know, Heathcliff is like thick rope Heathcliff.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to cut all this cat cumming
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, people don't like it.
People do like it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't think Jim Davis wanted to make a comic strip about Garfield impregnating John through his mouth.
Yeah.
But I think that oftentimes art comes from a place.
No pun intended.
Art comes from like the sky, and people are just conduits for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the universe wanted us to know
yeah.
that John got his mouth impregnated by his cat, Garfield. Yeah.
So you're telling me like a god, maybe not the god, mm-hmm. but a god, maybe Odin.
Probably Odin.
Yeah.
That sounds like his
us
shit.
To know. Yeah.
Well, it's just like, you know, like Yellow Submarine. You know Ringo doesn't have the chops to write that.
Did you say Rinko?
Rinko. Yeah, okay. Rinko jeans. I said Ringo.
Mm.
I don't think Ringo has the abilities to write Yellow Submarine. It just happened.
Right. He definitely doesn't have any abilities.
No.
Yeah. Like superpowers.
So you've probably gathered this is a wine podcast.
Yeah.
And I want to take another digression. Did okay. you watch that video I sent you?
Yeah.
This is our official Detective Pikachu watch. We are getting very excited. The two of us equally excited. Hard to tell who's more excited definitely. About Detective Pikachu.
I have a lot of questions.
Let's go for these questions.
Is there a, what?
Is there a Mrs. Detective Pikachu? Because I'm trying to be it.
No, I guess my question is like, why is he a detective?
Why does anyone have
a job? Is there a version of Pikachu where he is a detective that they're referencing?
I mean, why are you a wine critic?
I don't know, because like I failed out of college?
Yeah. Pikachu has a hat. You have a microphone. Things just happen.
All right. Second, why is Ryan Reynolds the voice of Pikachu? He doesn't look like a Pikachu.
I will say I'm really disappointed in that, because I've read about this a bunch, mm-hmm. and every time I heard the words Ryan Reynolds, I thought it was Matthew McConaughey. Which is, I know, my own kind of like brain malfunction.
But that wouldn't make any sense, because Pikachu is not canonically Southern.
But it would be amazing if it was Matthew McConaughey voicing him. Like, so much better than Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Okay, third question.
He's very hairy, which is cool.
Why?
Detective Pikachu was a game. Oh. It was a spin-off game. I don't know if it was that good.
Okay.
I haven't played that one. I don't really play that many Pokemon games.
So in the world of Detective Pikachu the movie, does the game exist?
No.
Okay.
It's surely you're familiar with how fiction works.
Sure, but I guess it'll be like, is this like a Roger Rabbit scenario? Like,
no, this is in the world of Pokemon.
Okay.
And all the
but
Pokemon
But they're humans.
There are humans. There are humans in the world of Pokemon. Kevin, have you
I
never played Pokemon?
That. I've never played Pokemon.
What?
I've never played Pokemon.
Okay, listen, we're going to have to cut the next 10 minutes of this, because I have to explain to you how Pokemon work. They're the creatures that inhabit the world of Kanto, and there's humans who live there, and there's okay. a bunch of Pokemon. Pokemon are their friends, their partners. They do a lot of cool stuff. They only say their names. Detective Pikachu is a Pikachu that this one kid can hear, and he can hear him actually communicate instead of saying, Pika, Pika.
He can actually hear him.
Yes. But everyone else hears him saying, Pika, Pika.
Okay. So this is, again, sort of like a Garfield Rugrats scenario.
I'm wondering about that. I don't know how the metaphysics work. He does have a hat, which I don't
think
I've...
This is absolutely our worst fucking episode of
I have
done.
Never seen a Pokemon wear a hat before.
Right.
No, that's not true. The Squirtle Squad, they wear sunglasses.
You know sunglasses aren't hats, right?
Yeah, but I bet they have a baseball cap, too.
Cool. Well, I'm very happy for you for this movie.
So, Disgorgeous, we are going to get a group together May 10th for the midnight showing of that. And we are going to be doing alcoholism
in
the movie
theater.
Is there
going to be a midnight showing of this movie?
The earliest showing of that day, I will go.
Okay.
The earliest I can possibly see this movie, I am taking that day off from work.
Yeah.
If you try to buy wine for me, I will say no.
Okay.
And me and all my mates will be going to Detective Pikachu
and
getting blackout drunk and being asked to leave.
That sounds about right.
Like, Pikachu! Pikachu! We'll be just saying that very slowly the entire... It'll be a really good day for me.
Boy, I can't wait.
Yeah, well, we're all coming. Okay. So...
Full circle.
Yeah, I guess we are ready to start the episode now.
What's our theme? Wait, should we introduce ourselves first?
Yeah, let's... Okay. This is weird without a guest. It's, like, so comfy.
Yeah, you can, like, breathe a little bit.
We don't have to hold someone's hand, literally. That's what we do whenever we have a guest.
Right, we hold each of their hands, and then we use our other hand to hold a microphone up to their mouth.
They hate it.
They don't like
it. Being a guest on the show is terrible.
By the end, though, they do love us in like a sort of Stockholm Syndrome kind of way.
I will say the DMs from ex-guests are always so weird.
Yeah, real thirsty.
Like,
I miss you.
Like, yeah, when can we commune again?
Like, yeah.
Listen, Keith, that was
a one-time
thing.
I haven't been able to eat. I haven't been able to sleep. That kind of thing.
It's like... I am part of Pod now.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're not part of Pod.
Mm-mm, this ain't a Borg.
This is an arms race. I've been listening to a lot of pop punk. You probably notice I'm a little bit pop punk myself.
Mm.
So welcome to Disgorgeous.
Yes.
It is a podcast about wine and enunciating clearly and not saying My name is Duck. My parents named me John McCarroll, but I've given up.
My name is the dumb one, but people refer to me as Kevin, and I respond to it.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
This is our post-Thanksgiving episode.
Right. Everyone is full of turkey, gobble, gobble.
And
that's what I call it.
Gobble, gobble?
I say the first full name, turkey, gobble, gobble.
I will have a plate of turkey, gobble, gobble.
Correct.
You must be a hit at parties.
People love me. What can I say?
Yeah. I bet if you did that really seriously,
yeah.
People would be like, that Kevin is
imagine,
a go-getter.
Okay, you're in line at the cafeteria in prison. It's Thanksgiving Day. And you say, I would like some of the turkey gobble gobble, please. Instantly, you're put in charge of the prison.
Yeah.
They assassinate the warden.
Mm-hmm.
They make you king.
They make you king of the prison.
And that's the rest of your life.
This is a Disgorgeous tip.
Mm-hmm. If you find yourself in prison.
Also, if you find yourself in prison, make sure you still listen to the episodes.
Yeah.
So you can really figure out what you're missing on the outside.
Probably, like, you should probably play it over the loudspeaker, like, in the yard when you're doing your reps. You know?
Torture the other prisoners. Yeah. But can you imagine how jacked you'd get if, like, you were, like, one of those weirdos who, like, get mad at us?
Yeah.
And, like, you're just hate lifting weights, listen to our podcast.
Like, you got to do a rep every time you say,
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so it's a natural wine podcast. Cool. The theme today is recovering from Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Specifically, it's I was thinking the title would be Wash That Uncle Out Your Mouth.
I think I'm going to veto it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think the name should be?
Probably like turkey gobble gobble.
Okay. Sure. See, the way I was thinking about it is like all of us cool urbanites. We have to go do Thanksgiving with our family,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's going to be problematic. So this is an episode that we do every occasionally where it just wines that Kevin and I want to drink, and we'll figure out the theme later.
Sure. We sort of have an idea that like the loose theme here is like they're both VDF. So we can like talk about what that means a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it won't be like our most in-depth VDF. Like this isn't like a breakdown Appalachians episode.
It's still
like a self-care adjacent episode. It's just like we'll talk about VDF a bit.
I will say that if I had my druthers, we do a VDF episode once a month.
Yeah.
Because like we should actually do – let's write that down.
We should tell our intern to write it down.
Yeah. Gunther.
Gunther, get in here.
Yes, guys. All right. So what are we doing first?
Oh, man. I always want to call him Robert, but it's Rene Moss.
Robert
Moss. Oh, Robert Moss was like the head of the theater that I took art school at.
When you say Robert Moss, I think Robert Moses, who's,
oh, yeah.
I think, a bad guy or a good guy. The power broker.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you see, he's like the New York guy who like... Didn't he?
A subset of our listeners are screaming. Right?
Didn't he build Central Park? No, that's Olmsted.
Stop. We're just stopping. Yeah. Okay. He's some guy. He's dead probably. Is he dead?
He is now.
No, man. It's funny that
our
you're
fans
the
are going to kill
one.
Him just to make us right.
Hey, you should do that all the time.
So this is his Magic of Juju. It's a wine I've wanted to drink a bunch, and I never have.
Okay.
So I bought it from Chambers Street today. This is their... it's their like early release, meant to drink young VDF that they do,
mm-hmm.
and I find that like a lot of French winemakers I really like are doing this now because
it's like,
I'm going to buy some grapes, I'm going to make some money right away, and that way I can afford to hold back like my estate wines a little bit longer and let them be better.
Which I very much like. I like the distinction of this is my easy wine, this is my hard wine.
Absolutely,
I feel like a lot of producers really get themselves over a barrel, and oftentimes they release wines too early because they don't have a revenue stream.
I just had a French winemaker, well, three.
I've had plenty of French winemakers.
I don't mean to brag. But that was a conversation we had where, you know, with all these really bad Loire vintages, they just need to make some fucking money.
Yeah.
And quickly. So they need to release something, and they're buying fruit. They're making these, like, Negos wines, and they're just – making that money back quick so they can actually, because they know, like, oh, the Chenin that I make should be rested in, like, bottle for an additional
Absolutely,
year.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, like, unless I have something to sell, I can't afford to do that.
It's something that I think we get distanced from a lot, and by we, I mean consumers, is that wine is a serious business.
Yeah.
And, like, natural wine, maybe more than others, because a lot of them don't have familial wealth, so they can't just hang on to wine.
Right.
So anything that gets wine into people's glasses immediately can help pay for like their actual projects.
Correct. And the like your other option is people who can afford to hold their wine back are like big champagne houses and big Burgundy houses in Bordeaux and places where they do have a lot of wealth, and then they're going to charge you up the ass for their time. So like I'd rather support this model of like, yeah, drink, this was $22.
Nice.
This is like a very good wine for $22.
Or like there's the other model is just make your wine, sell it before it's ready and assume the customer will hold on to it.
Sure.
Which a lot of people do, and I think that's really stupid because I hold on to wine.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people do.
I think it's like 90% of people drink the bottle of wine they buy within hours of purchasing it.
Yeah. So I like when wine's sold at the time for it to be drunk. This is lovely bones. The Magic of Juju, I was concerned because when French people do reference you know, Creole mythology.
yeah.
I do think about racism.
Yeah, sure. This is specifically a reference to a jazz record from
1966. That doesn't make it any better.
Well, they could just like the record.
Sure.
It's also, so what I was reading about this song, which I listened to a snippet of, but I'm not familiar with, is that it is a sort of, it's either like people's, like, one of their favorite jazz songs, or they find it really disorienting.
Okay.
And so I think the premise behind this wine...
So it's like Disgorgeous.
Exactly. It's oh, my
everyone's
God.
Everyone's favorite jazz song.
Very much. We're really just riffing, you know what I mean? We're just like... no, I think the idea here is it changes every year, the makeup of this. And it's, you know, it's dependent on what grapes he can get, and he always blends it with something with Chenin.
Okay.
Which,
hey, we love Chenin.
We love Chenin. But
this is lovely.
Grelot Gris and Chenin. I don't know the percentages. I think it's mostly Chenin with a little Grelot Gris.
Okay.
And then in previous vintages, he's blended like 80% Moulin de Bourgogne and 20% Chenin.
Whoa.
I think it depends on how much like Chenin he has left over and then what he has to blend with it.
This tastes like melted gold.
Yeah, but not Velveeta cheese.
No, nothing like a Velveeta. What, well, why
that's
would
the
you
ad campaign for Velveeta is it's like melted gold or something.
What?
That's their thing. Do you okay. keep up with ads?
I don't watch television.
You don't
I'm
read
too busy.
Ad Weekly or
I'm
whatever?
Too busy reading books and chilling.
I mean, you know what? They invented something that's like a book, but you watch it and it's called television.
Oh, that sounds fucking rad.
That's sick.
Did I tell you? I haven't told you yet. I got made fun of by teenagers today. I got bullied by teenage
yeah.
girls today.
Hell yeah. Go on.
It was really embarrassing. I get bullied by teens probably once a month. Mm-hmm. Today really stood out as like, this was deeply embarrassing.
Okay.
So I was walking home.
Yeah.
I had just bought some wine glasses. Thanks, Patreon fans. And a group of teen girls, they were, by teens, I mean tweens. They were like 13.
They're the evilest of the teens. Yeah.
And they just look at me and say, hey, we love your hat, man. That's a great hat.
Wow. Was it the green hat?
It's just a regular hat. It's, yeah. like a, it's like a dad hat. And then they all burst out laughing
yeah.
and walked away. And I sat there stunned. They walked like half a block away from me until they turned a corner and were laughing the whole time, like mm-hmm. hyperventilating, cackling.
Yeah.
So I got bullied. I'm not sure what was wrong with my hat.
I mean, you didn't hear that hats are out?
I don't know. I guess hats are out. I'm pouring yeah. myself more of this wine. It's delish.
So Robert, no. I keep doing it. Renee mm-hmm. Moss. And his wife, who is named, this is embarrassing, cut this part. I think it's Angie.
Angie.
Shit, it doesn't say in here.
Let's say Angie. Also, is that name pronounced the same for men and women?
Angie or Renee?
Renee.
Oh, I
is
don't
it
know.
Renee?
Maybe Renee.
No, it's Renee, Renee.
Oh, it's Agnes, sorry.
Agnes.
How do you say it in French with the accent aigu? Or is that
Agnes? Agnes? I have no.
I'll be honest. All these accents, get them out of here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Too much info.
I think
so
it's
Agnes and Renee. We'll call them.
Yeah,
and all the people yelling. I hear you. I can hear you from miles away.
It's an yeah. Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Moss. They are certified organic.
Cool.
They are practicing bio. I know that sounds like bullshit, but they do biodynamic. Preparations. They are not.
You know,
certified.
I don't really care about that, man.
Dude, you care so much.
I don't
about
give
that.
A shit about farming practices, dog. All I care about is the juice in my glass. I don't even have politics.
And they are very, very much in the natural wine camp in the winemaking part as well. Very minimal intervention, very low sulfite, etc.
Dresner's book is fucking Murderer's Row sometimes.
I will say that their website annoyed me because the most recent vintage they had information on was 2010. That was 8 years ago, guys.
You can kind of tell how badass a distributor is by how little information they have. Mm-hmm. Like, all of the new producers, like, this is the exact amount of sulfites. This yeah. is a picture of them. Blah, 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 blah.
And, like, the old school like, ones, is there even a Rosenthal webpage? I don't think so.
I think you have to, like,
subscribe to yeah, their newsletter.
Oh, my God. They have, like, an OnlyFans account. You have to send them $5 a month.
Oh, yeah.
To get their private snap.
Oh, we should think about doing that to raise money.
Oh, we should definitely do that. But not in a creepy way.
No. It would just be like you and your dog,
me
and my shirts.
Yep.
Like some of our favorite characters.
There are so many fucking shirts here. I'm going to take a photo of you with the shirts.
I do think that like this is sort of a power move. Like my shirts are just sitting here. Like look at me and look at all the fabrics I can afford.
Kevin, those shirts... That is probably 150 pounds of shirts.
It's very heavy. That's, carrying it is hard.
You know, sometimes the things you own end up owning you.
Yeah.
Which is true. Why I have a dog and all this wine and so much mid-century modern furniture.
Oh, you're telling on yourself, dude.
Yeah.
This is pleasant. This is, there's some really nice, like, weight from the Chenin.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like where he is, it's a lot of volcanic and a lot of schist. But I think this is his Chenin, and then he purchases the Grillo Gris, but the website wouldn't tell me where the Grillo Gris came from, so I don't know.
We haven't done a lot of French wines for a while, ever since our summer of
Beaujolais. We OD'd on it, for sure.
And it is so nice to be back in the cut
mm-hmm.
with the good old frog in my glass.
Absolutely.
This is lovely bones. I find that, you know, we did the Chenin episode, and like, the Chenin really is ringing through here. I don't care about the percentages.
Right.
This is Chenin-esque. Mm-hmm. I've never had a Grillo Gris before.
We had one. No, that was a Trousseau Gris.
Yeah, we've had Trousseau Gris. Come on.
Sorry, my
mistake.
I'm
no virgin.
Yeah.
But Grillo Gris is like, I'm seeing where it's going.
Yeah, I like it. So this is a VDF, so let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
Prior to 2012, it was called VDT,
mm-hmm.
Venditabla.
Yep.
And under those rules, you could not put the date, like the vintage,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't put the – no, you could put the producer's name. You couldn't put the appellation, right?
Yeah. So well, you still can't put appellations on VDF.
Right. But there was something else you couldn't put on there.
I know that if you have the word natural on your label, it's automatically a VDF.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. If the French do not allow you to have the word natural on it.
Interesting. But so anyway, prior to 2012, VDT was a little bit more obfuscated because you couldn't put all the information you wanted to on it. Oh, you couldn't put the grapes.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
You used to say Blanc
Rouge. You had to say like Blanc or, yeah, white blend, red blend, whatever. So after 2012, they changed those rules. So now you can say the vintage and you can say what the grapes are in it if you choose to.
So, and, you know, it's actually, we mentioned this on the Chianti episode. It's really similar to Super Tuscans in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it, and in fact, it probably is the same amount of cash grab as Super Tuscans.
Yeah.
It's just a much different style. Whereas the Super Tuscans got, which is, again, an escape from the appellation system.
Yeah.
Got kind of typecast as ginormous wines for steakhouse losers.
Right.
VDFs seem to be, and like in the encounters that people in New York have with them,
yeah,
dweeby little wines that are like kind of thumbing their nose at something.
Right. They're often like statement wines. Like, I don't like the rules in wherever in Sancerre, so I made a VDF instead.
Yes.
You know, I don't want you to tell me what grapes I can use, which, like, I totally respect. And actually, I often like them because they're, like, kind of experimental and weird and different.
I do find that a lot of times VDFs are also, you know, sometimes they do taste like declassified fruit, where mm-hmm. it's like, oh, this isn't really good enough to be an Anjou, so it's not. I mean,
and honestly, the fact is a lot of times it's not from Anjou. Like, mm-hmm. what's happened in the modern times, with especially the Loire going through climate crisis, is this has been like a refuge for these producers to be able to go buy grapes, mm-hmm. blend them with their own grapes or blend them with another person's grapes and put them out under their name and be able to make some money.
And sometimes it sucks. Like Pat Lou, I think his name's Thomas Picot, is the winemaker. He's one of my favorite winemakers in Chablis. His VDF is VD Suck, unfortunately.
Wow.
I think he bought fruit from the Mew. And it wasn't very good, but his Chablis are, like, my favorite Chablis, I think.
Wow.
And it's really depressing. So sometimes, you know, lightning doesn't strike.
Have we done a Chablis episode yet?
No, we have to. We also have to do a Red Sancerre episode.
Can we call it Chablis Kill Me?
Yes. Can we do Sancerre, you don't have to put on the red light.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to put on the red wine.
How are people going to get that if you're not singing it?
No one gets our fucking... We have like 3 fans and we tell them all of our jokes already.
Yeah. We gotta test them out on people first.
I love this.
Yeah. And especially for $22, I cannot get upset at all.
So, like, yeah, VDFs tend to get like typecast as Natty Boy wines, which they are, and that's fine. But what's kind of cool is sometimes they're really fun and lovely, and sometimes they are small wines and they're like in a lane and they're sticking there.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's like, you know, when people write short stories instead of novels or.
George Saunders.
Oh, who's that? I'm just kidding. It's like when you're on it's like 2006 and you're on a pornography website and you click on like the free preview and that's actually all you need.
Yeah.
It's just like that. That was a grim time to be alive.
Damn, we worked so hard.
Do you remember the world before Wikipedia, before Pornhub?
Yeah.
Before, what else do I use?
There was an article.
750?
There was an article on the internet this week that someone wrote about the lost art of wood porn. Like, kids keeping their pornographic magazines in the woods and sharing them.
That never happened to me.
Oh, man, that was huge for me. Like, there was, like, a tree in the forest with, like, a hole in it. And it was full of porn. Oh, absolutely. And all the kids in the neighborhood knew about it.
I think I've only seen paper pornography once.
Wow, really?
Yeah, man, I'm a digi boy. I'm a Digimon.
Oh, you're 5 years younger than me. I forget that.
I'm a digital monster.
I got the internet when I was 13. So before that, it was all
you're a Pokemon.
Fapping by paper. Can I say fap? I'm not British. Is that cultural appropriation?
Oh, God. I hate this episode so much. We should get sponsored by Pornhub. That'd be so sick.
I bet you we could.
Or Adam and Eve with like, every other podcast.
Like, yeah.
Are you looking to spice things up in your bedroom? Why don't you drink wine? I don't know. I would read that copy.
We could maybe start like a side business for Adam and Eve where like we pair wines with like different sex toys.
You know, I taught that class once.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I taught a class at Babylon on how to pair wine with sex toys. It was very uncomfortable because like I was like, hey, I'm a wine expert. I'm not a sex expert. One day I hope to try it, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
And they're like, cool, 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 chill. And then like every like 48-year-old poly dude in New York was like, cool, cool, cool. What wine do you recommend for butt stuff? And I was like, oh, man.
You just gotta talk to them. Poppers.
People were – it was – I will say that – my 1.5 days mm-hmm. of working at Babeland selling wine, everybody who has a conversation with someone at Babeland has a very uncomfortable question they cannot wait to ask.
Uh-huh.
And that oftentimes it is, how can I put this in someone's butt or my own butt?
Sure.
And I think that's a question you got to have with your partners.
And
that's
your God.
That's a pro tip from Disgorgeous. If you're thinking about butt stuff, why don't you ask the person whose butt you're thinking about?
Yeah.
Don't ask me when I'm at Babeland. Please don't ask me.
You're more there for like pairings like between like the wine and different flavored lubes and stuff, right?
I was just pouring wine. And, like, I thought I was going to give a demonstration. I just poured wine.
A demonstration?
Oh, not of that. Oh,
okay, okay.
Hey, this is how you fuck. No, I just poured wine and and then all of these uncomfortable, sweaty dudes came up to me. He's like, cool, 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 cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ever use one of these sleeves, man? I'm like, no. I'm 20. The Babeland classes were – in the people at Babeland, you give them a glass of wine, and they're like, I fucking hate this job.
No, really?
Yeah, because like
– well, retail is hard.
Retail's hard, but imagine alone. If all your customers were horny.
Yeah. Well –
cause like, well, all of my customers are pretty horny, but like, the impression I get is that like, for every cool person who's like, yeah, we're looking to try something new, and I'm normal, and I take a shower, and everything's cool.
Yeah,
you get like three like they're dudes. They're dudes who walk in and are like, have you ever tried this?
I'm interested in buying ropes, but I don't have a partner yet. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say it sounds a lot like working in a record store.
Like, what?
One dude is like, hey, I found a record I really like. And then seven guys are like, I want to tell you about the time I saw The Cure back in 82 before anyone knew who they were. And then 20 minutes later, you want to kill yourself.
Are we being sex negative, by the way? Are we being nice? Is this part we have to cut?
No, we're being fine.
I think people should do everything they want in the bedroom. Yeah. I just don't want strangers to ask me about what they should do in the bedroom.
It's what we're talking about is the kind of person who also walks into a wine store and doesn't actually want your advice. They want to tell you what they know.
In fact, I'm going to take it further. It's the guy. It's a guy who always walks in the wine store and finds like a 5'4" woman who's looking at wine. He's like, huh, cool. You like wine?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to see a picture of my dick?
Or even just like goes in and like usually finds the woman working on the floor.
Oh, bullies.
And
them.
It says, I'm looking for like a big wine. And then she shows him something that's probably good. And he's like, yeah, I'm thinking more about this like one Napa red I had once. And then like drops like Screaming Eagle or something mm-hmm. just so she knows that he has money. And then like when she doesn't act like impressed enough, writes an angry Yelp review about her.
If you're our fan and you do that,
yeah, you can.
Can you not do that, please?
You cannot do that anymore.
And then here's the other thing.
Yeah,
this is our Thanksgiving episode. If you're the person at Thanksgiving that everyone's upset about,
uh-huh.
and everyone like doesn't want to sit next to you, and everyone's like scared about your political opinions, can you just not?
Yeah, don't do it.
Unless you have cool opinions like we have.
Right, then that's different.
Yeah. This is a good episode. Can you just not bully women who working at – don't bully anyone working at stores.
Yes.
If your goal is to find the smallest person at a place and to talk to them.
Yeah.
Don't
– maybe go visit the Smurfs.
Casey took a fighting class last night.
Hell yeah. Krog McGraw? I don't think I say that word right.
I don't think you do either, but it's cool. So friend of the pod, Alexis Elder, uh-huh. And Casey donated art to the gender nonconforming and ladies self defense class.
Uh-huh.
And the videos are fucking sick.
Cool.
Came home, tried to hug Casey, and she said, "No, do it slower." I was like, "Okay, cool." Grabbed my wrist, and then she fucking decimated me with
That's
an uppercut.
Awesome. Did you get video of that?
No, I mean, she didn't really like to kick her ass anytime uh-huh. I want, but yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's rad.
Yeah, so I guess we support that. Do self defense.
Do karate.
Do karate.
Yeah, that's a disgorgeous promise. Yeah, well, hey, this is our Thanksgiving episode. What are you thankful for?
Hey, man. Let's just drop the layer of irony. That
yeah.
Because like I know that like dudes can't be real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for you, man.
Bro,
this has been one of the best years of my life.
Wow.
What are you thankful for?
Like right off the bat, like probably like seventh best year, not best.
Cool. I'm just kidding.
I'm thankful for wine because it makes the pain less.
Oh, okay.
I'm thankful that you got a dog because it made you a little more normal.
It's made me much. I talked to strangers today.
Yeah, that's huge for you.
I hate it.
Big step.
Thank you.
Big step, bud.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'm thankful for my wife.
My wife.
There you go.
Your wife's turtleneck today.
Yeah.
Is probably about the coolest thing I've seen.
My wife's pretty fucking chill.
I want that turtleneck so bad.
Here's the. I'm going to be real with you. You couldn't pull it off.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I want to be the kind of person who can wear a striped turtleneck.
Yeah.
A short sleeve striped turtleneck and a bold lip. I can't do that.
Nope. But you know what? You should try.
No, because I won't sell any wine that day. Every time I try to do any kind of fashion, people are like, "Are you okay? Are you going to a funeral after this?" I fucking hate being alive, man. Let's drink. Yeah. This wine's really good.
This wine is great. I love that we just bought like things that we wanted to drink and then drank them.
I think we need to do this at least once a month, like have an episode that is unthemed.
Yeah.
Just so we can fucking do all the nonsense we have to do.
Yeah. That's fair.
I just want to say, again, if you're listening to what we're saying about the guys who go into wine stores uh-huh. and you're at all concerned it's you.
It's you.
Yeah, do better.
Yeah. If you think it's you, it's you.
What I do is I go to a wine store, I find the biggest dude there, and I kick his ass.
Yeah, right away. And that's how you become king of the prison.
And then like everyone's like, okay, this guy's chill. His politics are good. You want to drink more wine?
Yeah, let's get the next bottle.
Let's do it.
All right.
We're back. Our second wine is the Rita by, I should have written this down.
Oh, it's is it the Limerita?
It's a Limerita. It's a Bud Light Limerita. This is the Lita from Mylene Brew, who grew up in Corbière. And this is a Carignan from very near Saint-Chinian, but is not. This is, I think, our first wine from Fifi's book.
Maybe. I feel like we may have done one other, but I don't remember.
Fifi's book's very good.
Fifi's the shit.
Natural wine importer. Kind of under, not under the radar, but like...
Everyone knows him.
Everyone knows him.
He was a founder of Ten Bells, right? No longer affiliated.
And then Passage de la Fleur.
He had his own wine shop, but that was killer. And he sold like really cool knives, which makes him cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And then he sold that, and now he's got his importing book, and he's... brings in fucking sick wine.
So this is the 2016 Rita, which is named after the producer, Mylene's, her grandmother, who is Andalusian. So you know I fucking love that.
Mm-hmm.
Andalusia is great. It's like Morocco's, it's like cool Morocco.
It's like from that Pixies song.
Yeah.
I am un Shen Andalusia.
Oh, wow. Ah, that's you. and also Saint Rita, the saint of desperate causes. 50-year-old
that
Carignan.
Might be our saint.
So named after Saint Rita, the patron saint of desperate causes.
Yeah.
And a woman winemaker, unfined, unfiltered, low sulfites. Y'all know the drill. And I think we've mentioned this. I like Carignan a lot.
We did a whole episode on Carignan.
Yeah, but it was in the summer, and I was so mad at you.
Yeah.
And this is the right time to do it.
I will say this on the nose has that immediate VDF, like a bunch of Pez candy stuck mm-hmm. in some mud.
Yeah. Oh, that's a very good way.
There's some like olives on top of it.
I think it smells like za'atar if it fucked a watermelon.
Wait, what's za'atar?
Za'atar is a wild Mediterranean oregano.
Oh, I thought that was like the
No, from Big. It's not.
Yeah, it's not the wizard from Big.
It's not okay, the wizard from Big. We are so fucking in sync today.
Well, I think I made that same joke last week, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello. This reminds me actually of one of my absolute favorite wines, which is the Clofantine.
Oh, wow. It's way less candied on the palate than on the nose.
2014 Clofantine is their red blend. One of my absolute favorite wines I've ever drank.
Yeah.
This is giving me serious vibes with that.
Cool.
I saw Camille the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, man, I should tell her about my podcast, but I also don't think she knows who I am, but I love you.
She's also an importer for those.
Yeah. They all know.
They all know.
All of our fans know who everyone is.
Yeah.
This is fun. I love stinky Carignan.
Yeah, it is stinky.
But it's the kind of stinky that makes you think, why is other Carignan not stinky?
It has a richness that's not heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really good vegetable stock as mm-hmm. opposed to like a chicken stock where it's like it has a lot of flavor and thickness, mm-hmm. but not from fat, but from like something else.
It's so herby. It is like herbs. Like
fully loaded.
It's like herbs the sheep ate and then shat out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine with me because I eat gross things all the time. This is Thirst Wine Merchants told me to buy this. I went in there and I didn't buy a wine. Like, hey, you've made a mistake. You should buy this wine. And they were right. I've wanted to drink this for like 5 weeks in a row and couldn't figure out an episode to stick it in.
Right.
I love this.
Yeah.
The episode's over. Nothing else to say.
Great.
I love this wine.
The tannins are pretty chalky.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're very diffuse and tiny.
It's throwing a lot of sediment up in my glass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess that maybe the texture is the sediment instead of not the tannin.
This is a really classic VDF, which is a weird big, because like saying VDF is like almost like this is a classic television show,
right?
But like it does give off the same vibes that a lot of them do, which is like
it's a VDF DTF kind of thing. Yeah,
they are DTF wines. They are wines that you are supposed to drink with somebody.
Don't wait.
Don't wait on
act
them.
Act now.
Oh God,
you might miss out.
We got to drink one of Clofantine's wine soon, though. This is they taste like a steak marinating in tobacco, but in a cool way. Give me more of this, please.
Okay.
This has alcohol in it, probably not too much, probably a chill amount. I went upstate. No, I went to the Poconos with my college roommates recently.
Yeah,
they told me to talk about it on the pod.
Okay.
It was okay. I started a bunch of fires.
Okay.
I drank cheap beer.
Yeah.
All day for 2 days.
Sounds awesome.
Nary a hangover.
Yeah. Because you're a pro.
I'm a pro. Yeah. They were like, this is too much. And I was like, honestly, I could drink a lot more.
Yeah.
I savored a bottle of Barefoot.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
Did you decant it?
No.
Oh, man.
And they were like, can you bring champagne? And I was like, oh, cool. Because my friend Terry's having a baby.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I'll definitely bring champagne. And then I looped back around to the group chat. I'm like, what do you mean by champagne?
Yeah, do you mean sparkling wine? Yeah.
They meant sparkling wine.
Yeah.
And they suggested that they wanted to spend about $15 to $20 a bottle.
Okay.
And I said, okay. And
did you buy them cava?
No, I got Prosecco from my office.
Okay.
My boss was like, here, take this. I was like, oh, thank you. The label's scuffed up.
Yeah.
But it was free.
Hey.
And can't argue with that price.
Hey, can't beat that with
and
a stick.
I will say, it was the Dumar Prosecco, which literally pays my rent.
Dumar
of the sea Prosecco, okay. And which is a disgorgeous recommendation. Buy 50 cases for me.
Hey, just so you know, I have a better price on a better Prosecco than he does. So.
Yeah, yeah, but you have to deal with him and not me.
That's true.
And I fucking put out to my buyers.
That's true. I don't send out death threats to my buyers. <I'm> like,
I will kill myself if you don't buy,
yeah.
And I will do anything you want if you do. Make the choice.
My vibe is way more passive-aggressive, where I'm like, I don't care if you buy or not. Like, whatever. Like, I thought we were friends. Like, it's chill.
I'll kill myself regardless.
Selling wine is the best and dumbest thing I've ever done.
November is so great. People like I haven't even talked to for months. Like,
yeah.
Could you come in and taste wine with me? And then they buy like 10 cases of
shit.
They're
like, the people demand it. Yeah.
Like, yeah, we really need a Saint Laurent. No, you don't.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you don't.
Where were you
Saint
in August,
Laurent.
Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know who my real homies are now.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Yeah, my weekend. It was fine. It snowed, but it was just like cocaine snow.
Yeah.
It was super dry and good.
A little drip.
A little drip in the back.
Yeah. Well, that sounds chill.
It was chill as shit, man.
I went and ate fried chicken.
Ooh, where?
Commodore.
Oh.
The best.
That is maybe my favorite fried chicken place in the world.
It's amazing. And I saw mid-90s, the movie.
Oh, how was it?
Pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you miss me?
I missed you.
I miss you too, man.
Yeah. But I have my video games.
I talked about you a lot.
Yeah?
People are like, tell me about your life. Like, well, this guy Kevin's kind of swept me off my feet. We started a podcast.
I don't believe you anymore because I know you only talked about your dog.
I talked about Yuma. She's so good.
Yeah.
Today, there was a movie filmed in my house.
What?
Some lady, I said lady very disdainfully, but some woman came to my house to record Casey weaving for 2 hours.
Oh, cool.
For some documentary or something.
Yeah.
And Yuma and I got to spend 2 hours at the dog park today.
She must have been in hog heaven.
Let's just say. I did leave when one of the dogs came by with a viral disorder on his face that I noticed.
Oh, they might just have mange. It's not contagious.
No, she had dog HPV.
Is that real?
Is HPV only referring to genital stuff?
Yeah, you mean herpes?
No. It's dog warts. Canine warts are around the mouth.
Got it.
And this dog gets some warty mouth. I was like, I don't want to slut shame this dog. But we're going to leave in 10 minutes. We're going to leave right now.
I did a friend of mine last
night. Is that terrible
of
me?
No, I mean, yeah, but, you know, it's fine. That's just your real truth.
I would love Yuma, even if she had a lot of face warts.
Yeah.
But I'm happy she
doesn't. You're trying to protect her.
God, oh, I sound like such a terrible person today. I would love Yuma no matter what. She's my favorite thing.
Yeah. I will say I was talking to a friend last night who's going to Australia.
I want to see how this is linked. Okay.
And no, it makes sense, actually. And she's going to Tasmania, and I made her talk about Tasmanian devils for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Do you know that they're all dying because of, like, a special kind of face cancer that's contagious when they touch each other's faces?
Why do they do that?
Because they like to touch faces like all dogs do. They're not really dogs, but they look
they're
like
dog-esque.
Dogs. Yeah.
Do you know Australia's almost entirely eliminated certain kinds of oral cancer because they have HPV vaccines for almost everybody?
Wow. How come our government doesn't do that?
Our government's scared of our bodies.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should vote him out of office.
Hey, Trump, keep your rosaries off my ovaries.
Yeah, keep him off his ovaries, too.
Keep him off my Ozarkaries. This is our best episode.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of best and worst episodes. This is up there.
Yeah, man. Fuck Trump.
Good one, dude.
That's my applause line. If this is a live show, people be like, woo, he said it.
We did a live show. People heard it.
We should do it again.
All right, everyone, hashtag do it again if you want us to do another live show, and hashtag dear God, please stop if you don't want us to do it again.
This wine's really lovely.
It's very, it's like metaphysical.
It's staying in a fucking lane. I'm going to give that. Like, it is not the kind of wine I will dream about.
Mm-mm.
It is not the kind of wine that I'm going to, like, I'm not going to simply demand someone drinks it.
Do you have a price tag on this?
It was something in the 20s.
Yeah.
Like,
this is what I want a VDF in the 20s to be.
Yeah. Maybe it was, I don't think it was in the 30s, but let's say it was in the 30s. Who gives a shit?
I feel like every time I have, this is a good sign. Like, when you know a producer like this is making a VDF.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the last one. It's like the safest $25 you can spend. It's like, I don't want to go $40 on this producer, but they make a $25 wine, and it's probably fruit they bought, and it's going to be pretty baller for that mm-hmm. price.
And even when they do release their $40 wine,
mm-hmm.
and here's what you got to know. Don't drink it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it as long as you can fucking handle it.
Buy a couple bottles of their VDF and drink that while you wait.
Wines that cost more than $40, unless they're bubbly, which we'll talk about a different episode.
Yeah.
Champagne, probably drink immediately.
Yeah.
Everything else, save them until you can't stand it any longer.
Yeah.
Like, your day-to-day drinking should be
under
30 bucks.
Think of it like edging. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Like, straight to the very edge.
Why don't you explain edging to our fans? I don't think all of our fans are edging to this pod.
They know.
They all are, aren't they?
Of course. That's what No Nut November is all about.
So, Kevin, just explain edging. Just, we do have some old people who listen. I want you to get really deep in the details of edging. Also, maybe jelking, too.
Oh, I don't know jelking.
Jelking is an ancient Arabian technique of lengthening your hog by edging constantly in a special motion.
It's like tantric sex, what Sting does, kind of.
And so it's like a hand-over-hand motion.
Oh, God.
Like you're unwinding a rope. And that's supposed to, if you do this constantly all the time.
Then you're 12 years old.
It's supposed to awaken the beast within your hog.
Oh, my God.
Why are we doing this, Kevin?
I brought it up. Yeah, I got no one else to blame.
You did bring it up, dog.
This is very purple.
It's perped out.
What is Carignan's relationship to Grenache? They're just neighbors?
Carignan's mean Grenache.
Right? It's like early Homer Simpson.
Yes.
Versus late Homer Simpson. Like, Grenache is 100% late Homer Simpson. Carignan is like the first season where he's just like, get over here, boy.
I strangle you.
Yeah. I'm very angry about things, but I'm not dumb.
That's true.
Yeah.
And
Grenache is like dumb and sweet.
Yes.
And very kind and loves donuts.
Kevin, you're so right.
Thank you.
This is a good episode.
Great ep.
Yeah.
Congrats. Hey, you know what we never did?
That sounded good today.
Yeah. Because we're, honestly, I think whether or not it's a fruit day for wine, it's a fruit day for us.
Check that we're recording. This is the most trouble-free episode we've ever had. I'm like having a great time with my friend.
Yeah.
I'm doing good content. I'm having good wine.
Mm-hmm.
My self-confidence, about 1,000.
We're selling wine to our peeps.
Selling wine.
It's been Thanksgiving when you listen to this. We actually, spoiler alert, we haven't had Thanksgiving yet.
Hey, how do you think your Thanksgiving went?
I think it's going to be great.
Okay, go on.
I'm going to eat too much mashed potatoes. That's my weakness.
Man.
I love when you get like a big bite of mashies,
mm-hmm.
and there's just like a little bit of stuffing, a little bit of turkey on there.
Nice.
Oh, baby. Cranberry? Mm.
We're going to my dad's house this year. This gorgeous fans will know that he and I have a great and very simple, totally chill-ass relationship.
You guys should listen to some back episodes together car when you're driving to get cigarettes.
I wish my dad and I smoked cigarettes together. That'd be so sick.
Yeah.
So I'm going to my dad's house
uh-huh.
with Casey.
Mm-hmm.
They get along very well.
Yep.
And Casey's brother and cool. Casey's sister-in-law. So it's going to be a lot of
people.
A lot of people who my dad has not met, so he's going
to... Is Yuma coming?
Yuma's coming. It's being catered.
Whoa.
Because my dad's on some kind of restrictive diet because he doesn't believe in science. And it's like, no diet, no vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
He got mad at me for giving my dog tap water. He's like,
There's fluoride in there.
He's like, wait, you're not giving your dog distilled water? And I was like, bitch, I lived in North Africa. I drank the tap water there. And then he sent me an ellipses and text message, and we haven't talked for a while.
Wow. You have a great Thanksgiving.
It's going to be so sick, dog.
I'm going to have a great time. My mom just flew my sister to Las Vegas to see the Backstreet Boys
in concert. Oh, so cool.
So I'm going to pick their brains about that.
Can you report back?
Yeah. I'm actually a little jealous I didn't get the invite.
That would be so cool.
But my mom sent me some pics. It looks great.
Nice.
They looked great. They looked like they were really loving what they're doing.
They're having a good life.
Yeah. They live in Vegas.
Hey, to the Backstreet Boys. Like, it's great to have a good life.
Yeah.
This sucks. So, it's an Albany caterer. Because, catered Thanksgiving sounds good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm in Albany.
Oh, you're getting, Arby's delivered.
It's going to be, Arby's.
Arby's Turkey Terrifics for everybody.
But my dad asked Casey to make a pie because she's a good pie baker.
Sure.
That was what her Instagram was about before she did weaving.
Yeah.
And then he's like, can you make a pecan pie? And she's like, no, I don't make pecan.
Ooh.
Again, the ellipses came out.
Yeah, damn.
So we'll see.
Roasted.
We'll see. Maybe she's uninvited.
My mom is a professional chef.
Go on.
She went to the Culinary Institute of America.
CIA.
Yes, sir. And so I'm going to eat way too much food.
Nice.
My uncle is coming, and he's also a trained chef.
What's your mom and uncle's the turkey? Do they spatchcock that bitch?
They don't. They do full hog.
Do you have a Friendsgiving you do?
I don't, but I'm doing a friend's birthday.
Okay, but... Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
My birthday's coming up. I'm going to turn the big 3-5, guys. So send all the gifts, care of Disgorgeous.
P.O. Box, 911-911, 420...
Yeah. 69 Boulevard.
nice.
but yeah, I'm going to be 35, so I'm basically dead.
That's the age Jesus was when he got crucified by his friends.
I thought he was 33. Anyway, that's going to be it for us here.
That's us.
we're not doing a shot, right?
No, not today. Today's a chill episode. We're recovering.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
Did we do good?
I think we did good.
Okay, we love you guys.
We love you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Wait. If you want to hear more episodes exactly like this, patreon.com/disgorgeous.
True.
If you want a t-shirt with our faces on it, you can't have that.
No, we didn't make it.
If you want another kind of t-shirt, you should go to disgorgeouspod.com and click on the merch link.
True.
And hey, if Thanksgiving was really hard for you, you should know that it was really hard for me at least as well.
Yep.
And all of your enemies will one day be dead.
True.
Well,
we see
you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Disgorgeous.